When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so thrilled to have our friends from Hastings Senior Health and Living in the studio. We want to welcome Heather Rivola. She's the Director of Therapeutic Programs, and we also have in studio with us today Cheryl Douglas. She's an office assistant in the business office, and we're happy to see you both and so glad that you both could come in today. Thank you. How have you been?
Good.
Good.
Very well.
How are things going at the facility?
It's going great. We love the snow is going away and the birds are chirping.
You know what? Doesn't that make everybody feel better?
Yes.
And your beautiful campus really comes alive, doesn't it? Obviously in the wintertime, it must be fun because you can track animals and the leaves are off the trees. You can see the nests and that type of thing. But
yes, I know. Our dining room overlooks the backyard, and so they're always talking about new tracks in the snow.
Oh.
I know last week before the snow melted, we were trying to figure out which tracks. Is that deer? Is that squirrel? We were trying to figure out what kind of tracks.
Puppies.
They were. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
All sorts of things. Well, Cheryl, I'm really happy to meet you. I've not met you yet. And
nice to meet you.
Thank you. You mentioned that you're relatively new to the Cassia world.
That's correct. I'm fairly new to the Hastings Senior Health and Living. I've been there probably about a month. So far, I'm loving my job. Like you said earlier, I work in the business office, but I also get to interact with the residents. I think that's probably one of the highlights of my day is being able to interact with the residents. I enjoy listening to their stories. They have a lot of stories to tell from life experiences and their jokes. We've got some jokesters over there. So I really enjoy that. I also enjoy working with my coworkers. They have positive energy. I've noticed that they truly do love what they do, you know, and that kind of genuine love and compassion for the residents is contagious.
Well, and I think it's something that you can't manufacture. You're either made for this industry or you're not. And I think I would assume you can feel that or you find that out fairly quickly if you work in an environment like that.
You bet.
And I can tell Cheryl's a natural at being in this field because all my residents sneak off and go. They're coming back from the front desk. So I'm like, where did this person go? And here I see them strolling back from the front desk for their daily visit with her. So
I enjoy them very much. You know, Mo, and tell your listeners out there, really, you know, we all have a birth date, right? And then we all have a death date, unfortunately. We all have that. And those two dates, they're separated by a dash. And something that I grew up hearing from my parents is, hey, Cheryl, what are you going to do with that dash? You know, that dash may be small and significant, but it really does signify what we do with our lives every single day. And I'm just happy to be a part of an environment now where I can, yes, collect a paycheck, but they truly are trying to make a difference with that dash.
That's pretty special. What was your background, Cheryl, before you came to Hastings Senior Health and Living?
It was office management. I've been an administrative assistant. I've been doing this for, 20 plus years. I've worn many hats. I've done events coordinator. I've done the office, office management. I've done that for over 20 years. So I'm able to use a lot of my life experiences where I'm at right now and wear different hats. So it keeps it exciting. It really does.
I bet. So one of the big challenges I know for companies, organizations in not only the Hastings area, but really probably statewide, is finding qualified people to work at your facility. Where do you stand with that, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad you asked that, Mo, because right now, Hastings Senior Health and Living, we're currently hiring part-time and full-time certified nursing assistants.
So that's what people sometimes refer to as a CNA.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And how does that work, please?
Well, you know, if they need training, that's not a problem. They can become a certified nursing assistant, a CNA, in as little as 6 weeks.
What?
Yeah, for sure. How we do that is we offer paid training and paid testing. They can earn a paycheck while they are training in our 75-hour training program.
Right at your facility?
Well, this consists of 35 hours online and 40 hours of classroom and clinical training. And then right now, we're offering something really exciting. It's a retention bonus, anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000.
And what does that look like, please? What does that mean? Do you have to stay a certain amount of time or something?
Well, that also is our referral program. We have a $1,500 referral program going on right now. So if you have a friend and you want to refer somebody to them, how that works is 90 days. Once their referral is there 90 days, they get a portion of that $1,500. After 6 months, they get the remainder of that $1,500. So that's per referral. So that's a really exciting program right now that Hastings Senior Health and Living is doing.
Who would be your ideal candidate?
Heather, what do you think about that?
I would say people who enjoy working with elderly is, you know, elderly people. Even people that are looking at going potential into nursing. This is kind of gets them in the foot of the door. It's great also for, we have a lot of younger kids that are high school that are looking at potentially going into the nursing program, becoming a nurse. So get this out of the way. I always say the best nurses are the ones that start from the bottom up and work their way up as a CNA. So,
yeah. And like I said, I've been there like a short time, but what I've noticed is that a lot of the, you know, nurses, the CNAs, they're in an environment that really cares about their residents. And it shows, like I said, their compassion. It's contagious. Their attitude is contagious. And that referral program is not just for CNAs. It's for any open position within the company.
And what other open positions do you have, please?
We actually are hiring right now more for activities department, too. So you can come work with me in the activity department. We have our dining room is always looking for evening staff. So to do the supper rush in the weekend. So yeah.
And what are the hours of that, please?
I'm doing a full-time position and a part-time position. I know the dining room is doing evenings. I think it's like 4 to 8 for the dining room. So great for high school kids.
That is.
Yep. And then every other weekend we have. So.
And if people are listening and they might want to apply for one of these positions, how could they go about doing that?
Sure. They can just walk right in, or they can call 651-437-6176. They can also look for more information on our Facebook page at Hastings Senior Health and Living. So if they are looking to join an environment that cares about their employees as much as their residents, we would love to have them join our team.
Love that. What else do you folks want to talk about today?
How about our volunteer program?
You know, that's nice to see that's coming back.
Yep. Our volunteer program is coming back. And our biggest thing we need volunteers is our Move Forward PIP grant. So we are focusing that right now is this summer we are going to do our garden, our table to food to table program. So we plant it and then we watch it grow and then we enjoy it in our meals in the dining room. So our kitchen helps us prepare meals that we want to use the items for. So,
And that's something I know that was a grant that was started last year and it was hugely successful. Explain that in a little bit more detail to people.
This is a 2-year performance-based incentive payment program grant. So we do meet different levels. We are, right now, we also started for exercise a dual dual exercise. That's cognitive Y exercising. So it's great for our minds, enhances the cognitive, improves mobility, and help reduce falls. So we're looking at not only the exercise, but, you know, our mind too. So
the exercise that gardening can give us, is that what you're saying?
Yep. So we are, this summer, once we get our garden going, we're going to move our exercise program outside. So we get the fresh air, listening to the birds while working out. So,
and I know that garden is something that's pretty well thought out. You have some raised beds. You have a lot of different gardening beds themselves. Are you in the middle of planning that now?
Yep. I know next week we are going to start our tomatoes, get those plants started. We also, a couple weeks ago, we sat down and decided with the residents, because they get to pick what we grow in our garden.
I love
it. So we talked about what we had last year in our garden, and then they decided the pros or cons of each plant.
So what was a big fat no for this year?
Actually, they said pumpkins were...
What?
So we didn't have a good crop of pumpkins, but they actually want to try it again. So
Good. So what was a no thank you this year?
You know,
zucchini. Didn't you have a ton of zucchini?
We had zucchini growing out of our ears last year. But they want to do it all again. So we ended up having to expand our garden because
I love it.
So that's why we need a lot of volunteers to help. So get out there with our residents.
So what is the timing right now? Obviously, it's contingent on this crazy weather and the snow melt, but did you plant in May last year, or when did you really start?
That was before my time, but if I remember, according to Gordon, I think it was May, April.
Okay.
So end of May into early April. So
nice. Okay. Well, good. What else?
For the dual exercise, we are right now have... See my little notes. I wrote notes, and then we have with the dual exercise, it combines cognitive and physical tasks. So I've done it for a couple weeks now, and the resonance by doing it, we're doing so much thinking that we're not realizing that we're actually exercising. So the time.
Okay, tell me, I want to do this. What are you talking about?
So okay, for last week we did.
I want to know that I'm exercising and not even knowing it. What are you doing?
That sounds like a great program. All right, program.
We're listening.
Sign me up.
So we, one day we did where, while we were doing our arm stretches, as I'm doing it right here at Ova's Knockout Cheryl, we were trying to think of male names that start with B and stuff and try not to repeat the same name again. So it was okay, we were so focused on coming up with the name that we didn't realize that we were moving our arms or moving
so
our
you're
legs.
Like punching out Bob, yeah. Bruce, okay, okay.
Yeah. So and it was so funny because the names that you can hear as we're going around in the circle, oh, that was my name, you know. So by the time they got around, someone had to think of another name, and so then someone just starts changing it, and eventually we're going down through the whole alphabet and stuff. So it's fun. I don't know. They laugh at me because I seem like the slower one in the group. Or we go out with our arms on even numbers and then go in on odd numbers. So it's really thinking, okay, move our arms out now on that even number, in on the odd number. So
is this something that is open to all residents, or are these folks that are in physical therapy?
This is open to all our residents. So,
and would you encourage people to do it, or how does that work?
I would encourage residents to do it. Everyone has their choice to do it or not in our facility. We encourage. Sometimes we have people that don't come and exercise that will show up and come once, you know, and surprise us and show up. So it's fun. You never know who might show up or who, and we adjust the exercise to accommodate the needs of the residents. So,
and what did you call this program, please?
This is the dual exercise.
dual exercise. Huh. What time is this? I might have to take a little break here.
Well, 11 o'clock. So they're doing it right now.
Get some B names together and come your way.
Yep.
So. What else, ladies? What do you else would you want to tell us about, please?
We have two new chefs in our dining room. So they are cooking up good meals.
We just celebrated a social worker day with our in-house social workers. That was always exciting. We're very thankful for the positive impact that they make on our residents and their families, and being able to recognize them. And just, you know, we're thankful for them every day.
Absolutely. They're unsung heroes, aren't they?
They are.
The way they coordinate and put things mm-hmm. together.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, it's just a great team. You know, mm-hmm. I know that they had CNA Appreciation Day on Saturday. What could we do without their CNAs? I'll mm-hmm. tell you. We'd be in hot water without them. They work very hard, and it's a thankless job sometimes. But we see them. You know, we notice that, and we appreciate them. So a shout out to our CNAs as well. Yeah. So it's just like I said earlier, it's a positive team. They're compassionate. They're driven. They really do care for the residents and their families. And they go the extra mile. There's a lot of things that we don't see them do. And they go the extra mile, and we do appreciate them. And
yep. Also well. Our nurses, too.
Our nurses, absolutely. Yep. I mean, the whole team, everybody has an integral part over there at Hastings mm-hmm. Senior.
Well, you really do have a team approach for every patient, don't you? Tell about who is on their care team.
Well, right when the resident walks in the door or comes through the door, they're greeted with a smile. Cheryl's right there to greet them. Then we have them come in, the nurses meet with them, then we do, within 24 hours, the activity department's wondering what kind of activity, and because all our activities are based around the residents. The nurse goes and talks to them. Social worker goes and talks to them. Everyone greets them. The chaplain goes and talks to them. The dining room staff goes and talks to them. So probably within the first 48 hours, they are probably sick of seeing people, because we're all introducing ourselves and making sure we're giving the best care for our residents at what they want. So, and their likes, their interest. So,
absolutely.
Cheryl, are you kind of the person that would help people get checked in then? Is that correct?
Well, I do assist our new admits. That's administration. We have Brittany is in administration. She does an excellent job. And she puts them at ease. And she helps them, you know, get in the door there and answer questions that they need. And I'll assist her if she needs my assistance. But I just try to make myself available pretty much for all the department heads, you know, to make their lives easier so they can focus on the residents. So they can focus on the families. And, you know, I know I sound like a broken record, but it is. It's a team effort. It really is. It mm-hmm. takes a team.
Truly.
And a compassionate and a driven and a hardworking team. And I'm just so excited to be a part of this organization. Absolutely.
Well, we are so grateful that you both came in today and told us about all the good things going on. We want to thank our guests from Hastings Senior Health and Living, Heather Ravola. She is the Director of Therapeutic Programs. And Cheryl Douglas is an office assistant in the business office. And we appreciate your time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all